Let's make it happen.
Hey, Jack speaking.
Hey, Jack, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
What's up, Cat Daddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. How's your day going?
Oh, you know, I just spent about $5,000 repairing equipment that the insurance that I pay about $10,000 a year, but does not cover flood.
Oh, wow.
The joys of life, my man. The
joys of life. Joys of insurance. Insurance is such a scam.
Oh, it is. It is. Yeah. Well, you know the two happiest days of a man's life, right?
The day
he gets married and the day
he gets divorced. So.
Take it for whatever you want.
Yeah, I understand. Well, hey, hopefully I can get you some better news here. I was calling because I know you've been working with Tyler there and trying to get you some money. I know you've got some opportunities that you could possibly take advantage of if you had a little bit more capital. So
right now, man, right now I'm just in a little bind because I'm waiting on insurance money to come in. I've got about they've given me $35,000, but shit, the house has sucked that up as quick as it came in. And I got about $335,000 coming in. You know, everything I own will be paid off whenever I do get it, but still, it's just a matter of getting it, you know?
Sure. I totally understand. Okay, well, you know, after reviewing your file, you know, I had a little challenge getting you the top approval here, but what I was able to get you was a great program. I got you approved for, let me pull it up, a total of $40,000 right now, okay? So it's an introductory program. What's great about this is I was able to waive your origination fee. So there's no origination fee there. This is a 12-month program. Okay, so you borrow $40,000, you're going to be paying back $209.52 a day for 12 months. But what's really neat about this particular program is that halfway through, we can get you more money. So about 6 months in, we can revisit it and renew you. And what's great about that is that we can forgive whatever interest that you owe on that loan and get you more money.
209 times 352 days, man. That's
no. It's 3K. Not. No. No, it's 209 Monday through Friday. So 40,000. Let me see. 40,000, and you do those payments, comes to a total of 52,800 payback.
Okay.
So
what's
it's good.
The interest rate?
So we don't have like an interest rate. We have what we use is called a factor. Right, so it's a 1-3-2 factor rate. Okay, so which is a good program for unsecured money. Okay, especially with me not having waiving your origination fee there, which is usually 2.5%, got that way for you. And then on top, like I said, 6 months into the program, you pay your bills, make the payments, everything comes out smoothly. We renew it. Forgive whatever interest you have on this current loan and get you additional money. There's no other program like this out there.
Yeah, I hear it, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if 40's going to really get me where I need to be. I need to think about stuff. I have lines of credit. It's just a matter of, like I said, the only reason my lines of credit are up right now is because of the because of this damn flood, and had to use it to kind of live on a little bit there for a few weeks because it couldn't work. My equipment's still not 100%.
Okay. I know Tyler was mentioning you got other businesses. So we could get you additional money on each business just for this particular business, the AZZ lawn maintenance. We can get you $40,000 on. Now, we can try and get you more money on top of that with the other businesses, but this one right here, we can get you $40,000.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Could Tyler just send me a little bit of information about what you just told me so I can look at it with a fresh mind in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want a little information. I never make a split decision, and I, like I said, I got to talk to the ball and chain. I hadn't divorced her yet, so you know, happy days are on the horizon, possibly. But it's just funny how I had more sex when I was single. I don't get it.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I never understood why I bought the cow whenever there's so many women out there willing to give up the milk. I don't know. Because they all change.
Whatever you're dating,
that's as good as it's ever going to be, because it's all downhill once you start adding to give the money to it, buddy.
It's like a
roller coaster to hell. You know, highway to hell, I think that's what they were singing about.
I heard that.
But if you could, just get him to send me just a little bit of information, kind of recapping, and let me just look at it in the morning, and I can reach back with him. Really, to be honest with you, I'm kind of handling my own. I mean, we've got about $30,000 worth of work.
I've got an invoice
already into a company that's not going to pay us till next month. But okay. I've got about $30,000 just in business made for in the next few weeks. But
cool.
Let me just look at it, because really what I needed is about 65. I have to just look at everything. I got this house next door to me. I'm using a lot of my own
resources,
you know, to keep the business running and all of that, different things. And it's really this house next door that I'm worried about losing, because all these investors are starting to come in here and offer folks. But the house will give me, for $65,000 investment, the house has got 2 acres. It's going to be worth about $250 whenever I finish it.
Oh, wow.
And, okay. I've got a real good business plan on that, but I kind of need $65,000. So let me talk to, just have Tyler just recap it, and let me look at it, and I'll call you guys back in the morning.
That sounds good. But hey, Jack, I want you to keep in mind, first of all, that sounds like an amazing opportunity. So I know you need a 65, but trying to come up with 25 is a lot easier than coming up with 65, right? Because you at least
have 40. That's what I'm going to look at. The problem, I'm just a little worried. I'm just a little worried about me getting to my end, because the guy that came out and did the adjusting has not submitted anything into the insurance company. The insurance company is like, we're ready to go, but we can't do anything until we get the information. And I'm trying to get them to get in touch with him and just say, what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just need to do some analysis.
Okay.
I got to look at certain things, and I just got to look at stuff. I mean, this... By them not giving me, I mean, the house is flooded. I don't understand why they just don't give me 50% of what the house's value is, so I can go ahead and, you know,
move
pay
on
this stuff back.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, once I get all my money, I've already bought a house next door to me. I own it free and clear, but I had to put it on my lines of credit because the guy's a damn shyster. He tried to snooker me out of 10 grand, but I got his ass. And so I bought the house next door. I want to buy the one next to me. And then I have a piece of property that I bought for $5,000 about 6 months ago. Well, the lady there is actually interested in my double-wide trailer I bought from a friend of mine for $15,000. I've gutted it after the flood, and I'm fixing to put everything back together. She's thinking about trading that for her property, which I can cut into 6 different lots.
Wow.
And rent out mobile homes and such. So I got a lot going on in my head. I have to sit down and try to
put it all together.
Pull it all together to see what I can do with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that sounds good. It sounds like you definitely got a lot going on. You got a lot of good opportunities. So keep in mind too that by taking this loan with us, it really starts a relationship with us. So that way, in the future, I know it just from everything you're telling me, you're going to need more money, right? So
always. But see, this is the thing with the houses. This is my mind working. I was going to take the money and pay my house off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but then I said, well, at the end of the day, though, if I pay my house off, I still got to pay flood insurance. I still have to pay for mortgage, and I have to pay the taxes out of my pocket. Yeah, it sounds great. So what I said was I could take the same money. I could buy the 2 houses next to me. I could fix them up. I could rent both of them for about $1,600 a month. That will pay their expenses plus pay my house note. So I take the same house with the other two houses there, I've got about $400,000 to $500,000 worth of net worth that's paid off that I could do HELOCs on, and then have my house still paying the note, which is still paying my rent. So I actually gained on my business sheet, I ended up gaining $400,000 worth of net worth, and my house note will come off, will also be compensated with that as well.
Wow.
So by doing that, and then if I could get these other things to start churning, I'm trying to get it to where I have in my head now I can have about $10,000 reoccurring income and have everything paid off in 24 months. And if all my pieces fall together. So that's
right. What
I'm looking at. I was, because if you do a home equity line of credit, which I know it's different with a business versus an actual home, but I want to open up another property company. I'm real good. I have flipped so many houses. I can actually do the work. I just haven't done it in a while. But if I could actually start getting back into that, I want to open up a property company and then start getting lines of credit to where I could buy a structure, fix it up, sell it, or rent it out. One of the two.
Cool, man. Well, it sounds like you got a plan. So we'd like to definitely try to start something with you. So keep us in mind. I'll have Tyler send that stuff over to you. And then
I want to look at it with a fresh mind. I'll be up in the morning about I got to go into my first. I work multiple jobs, but I'm 7 years from having a 30-year retirement, so I can't really give that up right now. I'm trying to finish that out. But if I worked my business, it'd be a multi-million-dollar company. I have no more hay, like Moses says. I have no more time. There's only so much of me that can go around. So
right. Exactly.
But no worries.
Well, cool.
No worries.
Well,
just let me look at it in the morning with a fresh mind, and I'll get back with you guys.
You got it, man. Appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Have a great day, my friend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks.